This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
When it comes to establishing a bus system that could operate between Minden Hills and Haliburton Village, it seems Haliburton County is on a road to nowhere. At a recent county council meeting, members were told that the cost to create a bus system between the two centers is just too expensive. The reality is, if you live and work within Haliburton County, owning a car is mandatory. And that fact is creating pinch points for local businesses trying to recruit and retain employees. The same goes for anyone who has appointments or errands to run. Simply put, there is no alternative. Earlier this spring, Scott Ovell, Director of Economic Development and Tourism for the county, told councilors once again that a fixed route bus running between the two centers of Minden and Haliburton is financially impossible for the foreseeable future. He sat down with Canoe FM to explain why.
So we came back in the fall and basically had said or requested of council that, you know, give us direction to go out for another RFP. But what we would do is open the scope of work to create a demand responsive option for bidders, basically operate within a geographic bubble of between the village of Haliburton and Minden. You kind of show us what that bubble looks like. That would include the commercial centers, how big that kind of operating zone would be up to them, you know, and outline how you would connect with people and, you know, whether you'd be picking people up at their door or if there would be kind of fixed nodes within the community, what the booking process would look like, because again, it would be demand responsive. So it wouldn't just be a bus driving in a circle. And, you know, outline accessibility, you know, how they would deal with that. Because a big focus is just how do we, you know, just deal with our most vulnerable and our population as just kind of a starting point. So we did receive four bids to that. We just noted that they were well in excess of what was in the transit reserve. So again, speaking at the council meeting, was just that the transit reserve represents kind of a one-time cost or one kind of revenue saving. Again, to us, it just wasn't financially viable for the county to take that on, just from, you know, it really just comes down to what the operating subsidy would be based on. And again, revenue projections varied.
Establishing a busing system has been a priority for county councilors since 2018, but based on operating costs, it's repeatedly failed to gain traction. In the meantime, the county created a fund for a transit system here should an affordable option become available. The reserve currently sits at just over $182,000, but that's a drop in the bucket to the bids council received recently when they requested staff to once again look into the matter last fall. An earlier request for bids in 2018 resulted in only one firm willing to create the busing system at a cost of more than $700,000 per year. Ovell says that while recent bids illustrate the challenges of transportation in rural regions, the county is not going to give up trying to find solutions. He points to other municipalities who've established a rideshare program using the proceeds of the Municipal Accommodation Tax, or MAT, to help fund a transportation program.
We outlined and noted to council, like, that just doesn't mean we're going to not, that's it, we're going to stop looking at this. I think there's options out there. Prince Edward County was a good example of a community that, you know, partnered with Y-Ride, and they used their portion of the municipal accommodation tax to subsidize the transit component. Mm-hmm. And then they slowly pulled that back just based on numbers and probably an agreement and things like that. So there's options out there. Just, you know, we're going to, you know, continue to evaluate them. We do have to be cognizant of just our procurement processes.
At the meeting, all councilors agreed that transportation remains a key issue within Haliburton County. Bob Carter, mayor of Minden Hills, said exploring subsidies will be important going forward. Murray Ferry, mayor of Dysart, said he's worried about taxpayers having to pay for a bus service since the tax base here is largely residential. And Jennifer Dayu, deputy mayor of Algonquin Hills, suggested council move in the direction of subsidizing private transit systems, just as Point in Time, Search, and Haliburton Highlands Health Services have done so quite successfully. The provincial government is doubling its support for the Ontario Transit Investment Fund, or OTIF, through the 2026 provincial budget. increasing it from $5 million to $10 million annually over the next 3 years. The OTIF supports the startup and expansion of transit projects like new bus services, on-demand rideshare services, and door-to-door transportation. Ovelle said, as licensing regulations evolve, more options for transportation within Haliburton County may become viable.
You know, we're keeping an eye on what's going on at the provincial level, because I think if there's some streamlining in the licensing process, I think we, you know, might see some change in, you know, some of the rideshare companies then probably wanting to explore rural Ontario. And it just comes down to kind of a, you know, what's the demand? What's the geography of the area that you're operating in? And rural Ontario is just, it's, you know, our population density and a lot of times just isn't there. And you're driving greater distances, and not always is a rideshare company going to be affordable for someone that's trying to get to a medical appointment. So, you know, we have had conversations in the past and in open session with council just about, do you start with just exploring ways to make it more affordable for those individuals to get to a medical appointment or get to a job interview or things like that, and just use that as a pilot. So those are kind of ongoing conversations, and the direction really, I believe, from council is just to continue to keep them apprised of what's going on, and as opportunities present themselves to present them and go from there. And, you know, we did note in the report there probably is an opportunity for a discussion, maybe at budget time, about, you know, further contributions to that transit reserve to take all that in its totality on top of like just our, what our, you know, just our obligations are just from an infrastructure standpoint. It does really become a juggling act. There's always hope, right? And, you know, we've been in contact actually a lot of communication with the hospital just on kind of the numbers around their program. And it's not something that we're just going to, you know, I'll continue to work with our team here. I'm the individual talking to you, but there's a lot of people, obviously, in other portfolios and in the organization that are, you know, highly invested in trying to see something happen. So, you know, as we move through it, it's just kind of, you know, taking that information, bring it back to council and presenting it in a way that we can allow them to make the best decision possible. And I sound like a broken record, but that's balanced against all the other financial obligations and commitments that we're faced with, you know, from a organizational standpoint, both at the county and then our partners as our member municipalities too.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.